Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on February 10th, 2008.
And Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time to talk about all things paranormal. For more information, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, Troy Taylor,
Triple T
of Sev will be in the house warming us up for the Dead of Winter Film Festival.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes.
Robin Bellamy, our good friend Robin Bellamy from the Mothman
Festival. I absolutely can't wait.
She returns tonight.
I read her book.
Oh, cool. Did you?
Yeah.
Cool. Finally, our buddy Stephen Brown. This guy's awesome. If you haven't heard him before on the show, look forward to it tonight. He's going to be back here to blow our minds. Yes, the facelifts have begun.
I hear that. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, well, and we're going to be mentioning in the next...
Alien Excess.
Yeah. We'll be mentioning these guys along with a lot of the other artists that have been helping us out with our refresh project on the audio here for Ghostly Talk. And what you're listening to right now is a group called Alien Excess.
Yeah, I really, really dig them.
Check them out.
Thank you, Alien Excess.
I think it's Alien Excess, Alien XSS at CO. I'm sorry, Alien Excess. Alien XSS dot CO dot UK. Check them out there. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And, wow, I know I'm pretty crusty today. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend for me so far. And it's going to get tougher because announcement time.
What's up?
Immediately following Ghostly Talk,
yeah,
I am going to guest co-host Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Really?
Yes.
With Nathan?
With Nathan Scootover, yes.
And what's the topics for the night?
We're going to talk with Troy Taylor. So that'll be three times in a week.
I know, yeah.
I'm just going to move in.
We were on
him. He'll, you know.
What was that? Psychic Connection?
Yes.
Psychic Connection Internet Radio.
Which was amazing.
Blog Talk / Psychic Connection, I think. I forgot. But Heather's really cool. She's been on the show from HPI.
Yeah.
Heather's from HPI. And she invited us on. And it was actually kind of funny because I know what I was told was, Troy's going to go on from 11 to 11:15. And then you guys are going to come on and, you know, you're going to talk the rest of the time. I'm like, okay, cool. And that's no problem. So we call in the Blog Talk thing. And we hear Troy, just talking, having a good time, right?
And he stuck around the whole time.
Well, it was like, they don't really have a controlled phone line there, I guess. So
evidently.
And we called in, and we're just...
I think I'll call in every week from now on.
We were just kind of sitting there, just like, just enjoying the show. And all of a sudden, Heather's like, well, I have a number from the 248 area code, and I have a number from the 586 area code, which is, obviously, if you live here in Michigan or in this area, you know those are local, right?
Yeah.
Which we are very familiar with them, and we're like, yeah, hi.
that would be us.
But it ended up being the three of us, Troy, yourself, and myself, Doug, and we had a great time. It was cool.
Yeah.
We do a lot of those appearances. We talked about that not too long ago. We've been doing a lot of those, especially 2007. We were every month, there was just a handful of them. We were just different shows we were on and stuff like that. We don't really publicize it too much, I don't think. It's just something we just do. I don't know.
No, I enjoy each and every one of them.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're going to be on Heather's show again this week, right?
Maybe? Yeah, we're dropping out. Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, I fired her. Well, yeah, we have it on the schedule. We're going to be on that show again this Tuesday night. Like, I guess it like will be 11 p.m. Eastern time, 8 Pacific time. Yeah, okay, I was right.
Yeah.
I did my math right. Cool. Yeah, we're supposed to be on there. I think, yeah, I emailed her today. And we'll find. It's on the schedule, like I said.
I wonder if we should like put a link up, a link list or something on that website. I don't know. Because
maybe, you know, well, as many of those things we do, like I said, we don't really publicize it too much. You know,
we probably should. I mean, it's something that would help other shows and help us, and you know,
we could do something like
hey,
that.
Hey, look, we get around.
What we could do maybe is
and I enjoy each and every one of them.
Well, we have
I
the events.
Do.
They're always a ball to go on other people's shows and talk to them about stuff.
Aren't we in talks to go on one that's like a video webcast thing?
Yeah, that's Insight Paranormal.
Insight Paranormal. We'll talk about
that's the 18th. Week. That's the 18th. That's next. Wait, not this week, but next week. Or wait, that would be yeah. It'll be like next week or
that's
something.
That's right. Because you had said something like yeah, the 16th totally rocks. And I'm like, no, not the 16th. That's
yeah,
not
I forgot.
No, no, no.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
Well, next weekend's photo shoots and then the party and all this stuff.
Right.
Paula and Scott.
Yeah.
Paula, our illustrious T-shirt model, is going to be doing some promo photos for us next weekend. So we're,
yeah,
you know, it's part of the refresh project we've talked about, which was ironic enough too, because you know Jody, who did our 2005
yeah,
promo photos, we've been trying to get stuff together with her too, because she's a really great photographer, and you know our schedules just have not been lining up over the last couple of months. And at the show last night, you know, the MFPS show, she come running right up to me and grabbed me and hugged me. And she's like, "We have to do these photos." So we're going to do probably two sessions now with two different photographers.
Oh, excellent.
So that should be pretty cool.
So I can put that clown costume to use.
Yeah. I'm great. I
very
can hardly
excited
wait
about that. Yeah.
But these are, yeah, that should be pretty fun. But yeah, Paula.
Yes, as a matter of fact, this upcoming weekend, when Paula's there, I think it's the Tarzan thing that I'm wearing. And then when we do.
We'll do the clown suit.
The clown suits.
That sounds
time.
Cool. I'm totally down.
I like that.
I'm not wearing a clown suit.
What we're looking for?
Okay, I fully support you in that.
I know where you're going with that, and that's not the option either, Doug.
Oh.
Well, I'm looking forward to having Paul and Scott come out here next weekend to hang out with us, and they're going to do photos and just visit and stuff like that. They're coming all the way up from New York. Oh, well,
I hope they're ready.
Hope they're ready for a party.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of a weekend-long party, too.
This week
well.
Is
just, photo shoot.
This week's going to hurt already.
We're going to look like death warmed over, but it'll be okay. We're ghostly talk.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Last night was fun, though. We did, like we talked about on the show here last month or so.
Last night. Now, you know, of course, Ghostly Talk is of course, all about paranormal, but we're also all about independent artists.
Mm-hmm,
and Scott L., you were in a band called My Favorite Plaid. Blah, blah. I tried
6 years
to,
later, you
My Favorite
right.
Plaid Straight Jacket.
Thank you,
Let
Bonnie.
Me help you out there.
Or MFPS, which does roll off my tongue.
SatansWebsite.com/TeamMFPS. There
yes.
you go, if you want to check it out.
And the band has since disbanded, but then you've done two reunion shows. So like Kiss. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And
that's what I said last night.
A band that'll never die.
We've done two reunion shows in less than a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, Kiss doesn't do this much. What's going on here, right?
But we all enjoy it. And as an independent endeavor, I'm all about it. And of course I've come to know and really, really like the band members.
Yeah, the rest of the guys.
I mean, they're just incredible.
Yeah, we're all good friends still. We've talked about that.
Exactly. And of course one of them ran into a spot of trouble.
Yeah, Rabbit.
And this was going to help
raise
funds.
A fundraiser for Rabbit.
For his, because when you can't work like that because, you know, of the accident. When you can't work, you've got bills that pile up. And
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get him, hopefully with the proceeds from last night's benefit,
mm-hmm. His new hearing aids.
The hearing aids,
yeah. Yeah, as we know, Rabbit's always had a hearing issue, and when this accident happened, it just totally destroyed his hearing aids. So hopefully,
I mean, they were smashed.
I don't know.
Ground,
I don't have
they?
Any totals or anything like that yet. We'll probably find out this week, so maybe I'll announce that next week what the totals were. But hopefully we've made enough to help him out with that substantially, if not completely.
Yeah.
I do want to throw it out again. I do, Scott Kern, one of our, the guy who's done the Ghostly Talk theme songs over the years here, He's also a listener of the show.
Extremely talented, very into independent music.
He donated $100. He sent me a check for $100 for a rabbit. So again, Scott, I can't thank you enough for that. And you know, Scott's like, why hasn't the check been cashed, Scott? What's going on? And I'm like, it was taken care of yesterday. It's all taken care of. So the money's in hand, and we're good to go with that. But it was a good time last night. Thanks to everybody, all the local people out there who came out. I did talk to a couple of people who, you know, at the show last night who were listening to Ghostly Talk. They're like, yeah, we heard about the show and stuff, so you thought we'd come out. I'm like,
wow.
Oh, cool, all right. And, you know, they're like, it's nice to meet you. We've been listening to you guys and stuff. I'm like, oh.
There were people that said hi to me that I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, I know I'm not drunk, but they must be, because I had no clue.
Yeah, so it was a good time. It was really cool, and thanks again for everybody who came out. And as you can hear my voice, I'm going to really sound, it probably sounds better than my normal voice does, I guess, for radio.
Oh, it's hot.
It's shot right now.
It's so
sweet. You need to do this every Saturday.
Well, back in the day, I used to, remember?
Yes, that's true.
Because I used to party a lot more when we first started doing this show, so I come in on Sunday with my sunglasses on the whole time.
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah, it's like
I'm sounding good.
But now I'm all like, you know, I'm on the wagon and stuff, so
I can't breathe, but I sound good.
Yeah. Okay, well,
keep going, Doug. Keep going.
It was. We'll just have to get. I'm gonna fight to get through this tonight, but we got a good list of guests tonight, so I think it'll be exciting, and I'll have to chime in here and there.
Well, I have to say, for a bitter, bitter, bitter cold weekend here in Michigan, it is. When I was driving here, it was 3 on the temperature gauge thing.
So cold, man.
And you know what scares me is my temperature gauge thing is pretty much usually 6 degrees high. But I highly doubt it was negative.
It's a very optimistic temperature gauge.
I set it up higher.
Yeah, let's say it's like the death clock. You know, death clock, remember death clock?
Yes.
Still around. How do you want to set your death to? Pessimistic, optimistic, or neutral?
Well, I would like it optimistic.
Yeah.
I would like to hang around for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, I want it as hot as possible, so I set it on optimistic. And it was 3, and I thought, oh,
wow, this
man.
Sucks.
Well, so this...
We're carrying gear out last night, because it started to freeze up last night, and we're loading gear in the trucks, man. I'm like, oh,
you know, well, yesterday it was above 32, so everything was wet, because, you know, snow had slightly melted, so everything was wet and slush. And then after dark, it froze. It dropped to, like, 10 and 12, so everything froze.
Uh-huh.
I had to drive home in 4-wheel drive.
Do you want to know how cold it was today?
You didn't have to drive an hour to get home.
And I didn't have to drive an hour to get home with other people coming at us on the expressway. That did not happen to me.
There were so many cars facing the wrong way last night. It was horrible.
I hope they were all SUVs.
Hey, I have an SUV.
They weren't all SUVs.
But yeah, I know you drive a little bit erratic every once in a while, but I don't think you're complete.
He is sometimes.
You can be.
I drive with him more often than anybody else.
No, I'll tell you how cold it was today.
I'm a conservative driver.
We ran out a few hours ago to grab.
I don't drive 100 and go, oh my, look.
Hey, I didn't realize I was going that fast, okay?
No, we come running out today. I was in a hurry, so I hopped in the shower really fast.
Oh, and I didn't go outside immediately from the shower, did you?
Well, no. Well, I dry off the best I can, right?
Yeah.
But as you can see, I'm growing my beard out even more, even more gross than I normally do.
You're looking like Grizzly.
Yeah, I'm letting it grow out.
Grizzly Lambert.
So
it's very Unabomberish.
Yeah, no. Just got to get the sunglasses and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. No, but I didn't dry it all out.
Right.
So I come running out of the house to the car. Me and Amber were both like, oh my God, it's freezing out here. We run to the car, and I felt it.
I mean, like,
I felt the water freeze in my beard. Yeah. I got in the car and I went, watch this, Amber. And I just did this to my, you know, did the little brush thing with my fingers through my beard, and snow came out of my beard. It snowed on my lap.
Like, wow.
My God, why are we out of the house right now? This is just stupid.
But for such a cold weekend up here near Detroit, Michigan, that event last night was absolutely perfect.
The house was packed.
And I couldn't find a parking space. I had to park in the neighborhood across.
Yeah, you couldn't
the street.
Move in there. I was blown away by the turnout last night.
It was amazing. Cool. And so an independent music kind of thing that's a benefit is phenomenal for something, you know, when it's so cold and you can't go out ghost hunting. Well, same thing a couple of weeks from now. What is it, 3 weeks from now? And we'll be talking about this with Troy.
Yeah, a couple minutes, as a matter
of fact. The Dead of Winter Film Festival in Decatur.
Illinois,
it's another one. Hop in the car and get to Decatur, Illinois. Illinois, and Scott will personally demonstrate the snow from the beard thing to anybody who shows up. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
I will personally demonstrate the drunk support hole thing.
Oh, that'll be awesome. That wants to see it. That'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. Are you going to start, like, at the Lincoln Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good, good.
I pretty much with my breakfast, I think I'm going to have, like, some vodka little, and then go from there.
Oh, and Mary. Tico's coming. That would be awesome.
Is Tico going to be there?
Yeah, I think he is.
I heard this.
Rumor has it that he's going to be there, but he claims that we won't see him.
Yes, that's true.
You know, I heard this again, you know, this always brings me to Satan's website. Well, here's the thing. I heard this 4 separate times last night.
Yeah.
Because I bumped it. You know, we saw a lot of people we hadn't seen in a couple years. There are a lot of, you know, a lot of old friends and stuff from, you know, the old days with the band.
Right.
That didn't make it to the last reunion. And we were all
Well,
talking.
You keep having reunions. Eventually everyone will
everyone
make
will finally
them.
Make yeah. it. Right, yeah. So, but I'm talking to people, and this happened to me on 4 separate occasions last night. I'm like, well, hey, dude, you know, it was really great talking to you. You know, and I think this is what's being traded out for the term take care of yourself or catch you later or be safe, like I like to say, you know. What's being said now is, yeah, I'll add you on MySpace. Take it easy.
Wow.
I heard that 4 separate times last night.
Wow.
And I'm like, and I said, oh, I'm like, yep, Satan's website. Here we go. And I said, I'm like, okay, fine.
It's now taking over the bar.
See you out there. You yeah. know, you know, the quote James T. Kirk. I mean, there yeah. you go, right? So, yeah, there you go. Learn it, I guess.
I'll add you.
The new American
I have to get
culture.
Used to that. I'll add you.
Yeah, I'll add you. Yeah, you don't even I'll say. You don't even need to say Satan's website.
Right.
You just say,
I'll add
you.
And
I'll
people will know
They'll know it already, right?
Right.
So there you go.
I'll add you.
Couple of announcements. You talked about Dead of Winter Film Festival.
Yes.
This is going to be a really cool event. We talked about it, and we're going to talk about it more tonight with Troy.
Excellent.
It's always great to have Troy on the show. He's a good friend of ours, and he's just a lot of fun.
And what he's doing is phenomenal. I have to support that 100%.
Yeah, this is truly the first of its kind to do something like this.
Well, first of all, he's like the top-notch author, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, his catalog is just, well, he's
it's been around.
It's huge. He's been doing this for years, and so he knows mm-hmm. what's going on in the field. And when folks start putting together these independent films.
Yeah.
And he's got a venue. He's got an event that he can actually show. And a spot. Oh, my gosh. The Lincoln Theater, the Haunted Lincoln Theater. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I have to be completely 100% supportive of his efforts.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing here tonight to talk to Troy. ORVP4.
Have you done yours?
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have said
Bummer.
That. But I have done mine. I did mine.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you're so. But if anybody contacts you and said, what'd you get? You'll say, I can't tell you about it until later.
You know,
right?
I'm not going to.
Because the whole thing is.
I won't leak any of my session work at all.
Good, good.
But, yeah, a lot of people have submitted, from what I understand. It's going very well. We actually extended the date out a little bit because we wanted to get more stuff in. The last day for submissions is the 16th of February.
I'll do mine tomorrow.
Which is going to be, let me think, I think that's next
Did
Friday.
Did you do 2 sessions, one for each of the...
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's how it goes,
Because there's
too.
2 target IDs, and I was wondering about that. So I'm going to work on my sessions tomorrow.
You can do either or, you can do both, it don't matter.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do. The 16th, which is next Saturday. A week from yesterday is the last day for submissions. So get those things in, and then I think 2 weeks from there, I have that on the schedule. It's on the website. It's the week after.
The
16th.
Because 2 weeks from the 16th is...
The 23rd, or the 24th, we'll be going over the session work, which
means
the weekend after.
So we'll have preliminary session work analysis, because the following weekend, we're not broadcasting much second, are we?
No, we're not. Not a live broadcast. Which is up on the site already. But, yes, okay. The last day for submissions is the 16th. That's going to give Vance a week to go through all the session work.
Oh,
and get
he's
it all
got
compiled.
A lot of work
ahead
of him.
I always commend him for
doing
this.
I really, really hope it. I, you know, the thing is, it's excellent practice. It's something that you can do to just see what it's like. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear about it on the shows. Mm-hmm. You hear about remote viewing.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to practice. Here's an open remote viewing project. It's open to you for practicing and seeing. And you'll get real feedback. Mm-hmm. And it can be totally anonymous.
Yep, completely. And that's, you know, you can. That's the way to do it.
Yep.
Or
you can put your name on it. Either way. It's. I think... Even people who put their name on it, he didn't release that.
No, that's only the, there's a section on the cover sheet that says, you know, may I release your name? And
right.
It says yes or no.
But I don't think I don't think he does unless somebody asks or unless you you know, if you go out in public and claim it, he'll say
completely anonymous,
you know.
If you want it to be. Another thing too, submitting news articles. A lot of people are starting to do this now, which I think is really cool.
Excellent.
We got a couple. Oh, you know, and of course I can never remember their names on the air. I'm so sorry. I really got to get more prepared for this stuff. But you can see them right on the front page. We do have some people that are submitting articles. Everybody, get involved. If you see something out there, submit it. You know, and we talked about this before, and you were like, well, you know, you can't just copy and paste something over, which, you know what, you're right about that. And I've actually found that out to be a fun, useful tool now, because now I can just, you know, take the news article, right, put a link to it, and make my own smart comment before that, right?
I love that.
So, for example...
I think that's fun.
For example, there was, like, one I did. This is where you guys can have fun with this a little bit. I found a news article somewhere that said that, you know, in England, they've actually opened up a church for the Jedi.
Right.
I think I put some comment like, well, we knew this was bound to happen. Click this link and you'll see, you know, or whatever. So you can have some fun with that, too. We don't care. As long as you keep it somewhat clean. There's people that look at this website at work and stuff like that. So
right.
Don't be, like, putting up, like, the four-letter words and stuff that we love to say off the air. So, yeah, definitely. Just start. Everybody, get involved with that. We love to see all these articles. It's fun to read all these little articles that are all over the place. And, you know, like I do. Like I talked about.
I get a kick out of the synopsis that people can write. I think just as much as the article itself.
Yeah, I mean, you can paraphrase or do, I mean, not even paraphrase, but
you can summarize it, but a leading statement.
I want to see some funny.
Like we knew this was about to happen.
Yeah, like your own little editorial on the thing.
I think it's amazing. I think it's a really cool thing, and then the link, of course, goes immediately to the site.
Yeah, exactly. Just it takes you right there, and it's just a fun little. You know, we have the technology. You guys go ahead and use it. It's one of the few perks you get for being a member of the site. if you can post in the forums and stuff like that, too. But
and there's supposedly other sites that link up to our feeds.
There's a bunch of them.
So that means that when something goes on the front, a news article goes on the front page of our site.
If you have your own article.
Oh, that would be awesome.
If you have your own article, post it up there.
Yeah.
If you have it on the web somewhere or whatever, or if you just want to post it up on our page, go right ahead. It's no problem at all. Put it in there. It goes into our submission queue. We check it out, and we post it up for you guys. That's exactly how it works. It's very simple. So, yeah, guys, get involved with that. We'd love to see that more.
Cool.
What else is going on? That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
All you got? Yeah.
Well, I got to take a voice break, so it's your turn now.
What do you know about the... Okay. Ghost Investigator was going from Arkansas to... Texas or something like
that?
Oh,
you know what?
And he went missing. And I'm wondering what...
You know what? I saw this on Satan's website a couple times, and I was actually meaning to put this in our show notes.
I wanted to talk about it, and I didn't jot it down, and of course the weekend went insane, so I didn't...
Well, you know what we'll do? Maybe we'll do this when Troy comes on, if he wants to give us a couple minutes.
Well, one thing I'd like to do is I'd like to highlight that and let everybody know that this is going on, and maybe if we put it on the website or post it as a repost.
I know it's something, and I apologize. I was something I wanted to put into the show notes.
I wanted to talk about it, and then I just didn't get a chance to write down a synopsis, which is unusual. I mean, oftentimes I'll come prepared, and but that totally shocked me. He was going to start a new job.
Yeah, from what I understand. Yeah, he was going to a trucking school.
And he
like
didn't
that.
Show up for the first day. And I was...
He's
I
been...
Was
well,
never
he, didn't show up to, he didn't show up to the training sessions or something like that. And then he didn't even show up to his hotel room.
Right.
So nobody knows where he's at.
And this disturbs me.
If somebody in the chat room has a link we can go to on this or something like that, fire it over to Bonnie or something if she can. And then we'll make some announcements on that, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm very worried about that, and I didn't get to prepare for this, but it is in my head, and I am silently, praying for this guy. And
well, it's what's going on. Who knows what happened to this gentleman? I hope everything's. I hope he's okay. Somewhere.
Right.
I mean, this is a scary thing. Like I said, nobody's even heard from this guy, from what I understand. And I wish I could find a link somewhere. I saw this the other day, of course, and I'm on Satan's website as we speak right now, which is great, right? And I'm not seeing anything on the bulletin stuff. So, yeah, if somebody can fire something over to us via the chat room or something like that, or maybe even email, we'll highlight that here during the show sometime if we can. But, yeah, we are... Yeah, I know that's. I'm gonna kick myself.
I think what I'll do is I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find a link and I'll put it on the homepage.
Put it on the homepage. We'll do that.
Or maybe a news article, because if I do a news article on
it'll feed over to other people.
It'll go to other sites as well, so it'll get wider distribution. And I think this is somebody that people have to be on the lookout for, because it does worry me, and I do want to know what happened.
Well, yeah, it's very
safe.
Well, this is, in this day and age, too, it worries me because, again, this day and age with the technology we have, it's very difficult to lose touch with somebody.
Right, because everybody has a cell phone.
Everybody's got a cell phone or whatever it may be. Mainly a cell phone. And I know myself, if I'm going to be just going away for a night, I mean, I always call my mom or somebody.
Right.
I know, hey, this is where I'm going. Or, I always, email, whatever it may be.
I always call Gowan and tell him I have a headache. So he doesn't, look for me on the Yahoo Messenger. Yeah.
But there's just so many ways to communicate now, so when somebody comes up missing like this, it's very scary. Like, okay, what's going on here? It's too easy it's easy to keep in touch nowadays.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll get in contact with folks who miss him.
Yeah, more news on that. Bonnie, you're gonna keep it on the chat room there?
Yep.
All right, cool. I know I saw that. God, I'm kicking myself because I know I saw that. And I'm like, I should throw this in the notes tonight and see what's going on, and talk about this.
That's one of the things that I want to talk about. I was just absolutely flabbergasted.
We were obviously off last weekend for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I know myself and Amber, we spent it at a restaurant eating hot wings.
Well,
watching the game.
From about noon until 4... Dallas time, Central time would that be, I think. I was laying out in the sun, 73 degree weather, next to the hot tub, getting some sun.
All right, just keep going.
And then I would,
He's trying to make me get out of the seat and punch him.
Get in the hot tub for a little while, and then get out and read my Edgar Cayce book. And then I'd get back in, and then I'd get back out for about 4 hours. It was torture.
We were in the slush.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
73 and sunny.
The slush. Oh. We enjoyed the Super Bowl at a restaurant on big screen TVs and stuff like that, and stuffed ourselves on fried goods, which is always fun to do and makes you feel great later on. So that was
when you have zero energy.
It was nice to get it. We've been kind of going full speed ahead since after October, we just said, okay, now we're going to be broadcasting straight all the way through to the end of February.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice to get a weekend just to chill out and relax a little bit. And it actually, got me motivated to get some of our production audio and stuff like that updated. So you'll be hearing some new stuff tonight, like we said.
Yeah, that intro thing. I mean, it was the same theme song, which is fabulous. And then it went into a new intro.
Yeah, we got some new
with the Alien Access stuff, which is awesome.
And they're going to be all over the show. Bands like Hardwire. House Made of Dawn is another band that's going to be all over the show. Forge, band from Detroit. Here.
Oh yes,
those guys are.
Both, I think I've seen them.
Yeah, they're defunct now, but they're a great bunch of guys. Steve Green and Aaron Green, they're cousins that play the band together. Great guys. Went to school with them, actually. Decibelt, another band. Ironically enough, it has Steve Green and Aaron Green in it. They did it for Forge. They're letting us use some of their stuff. That's just to name a few. There's a lot of bands we're bringing in to feature on here. Cocklight Club's another band.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it should be kind of cool to listen to some new stuff, and it'll be interesting for people, and it's going to be changing around a lot more. But, the last couple of years, it's been kind of like we found something to go with, and we kept it real nice and consistent, which was fun. And we're going to do that now, but we're going to keep things a little bit more random, too, at the same time.
I'm glad I did my hair for this episode, then, for this show, because... Yeah, I just feel like
it looks so great.
Well, then I've got headphones on, and it smushes it down.
The headphones actually improved it, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Well, speaking of breaks, why don't we take one?
Let's listen to some more. What are they called? Bumps in and bumps out?
I think we made that up.
We call them bumpers.
They're like, huh?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, we call them... It starts with a bump out and then comes with a bump in.
Let's just take a break, shall we?
We're going to bump out. This is called a bump out. We'll be back after this.
Ghostly Talk! Sundance, Park City, Utah. Cannes, France.
New York City.
What do all these places have in common, Gooseman?
Well, I don't know, Demon Hunter.
They are the homes of some of the best-known film festivals in the world.
But wait, now you can join authors Troy Taylor and Luke Malborski from the American Ghost Society in the first-ever Dead of Winter Film Festival in Decatur, Illinois.
March 1st, 2008. Come and experience the best independent films on ghosts, hauntings, and the supernatural.
Prices start at $10 for general admission with all-access passes for $75.
Get the first look at these new films. Join in the investigation of the Haunted Lincoln Theater and meet the filmmakers.
Not to mention the Ghostly Talk radio crew and the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
For reservations, go to www.prairieghosts.com/winter.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Hey guys, be sure to be there March 1st at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Don't miss the chance to say, I was there for the first Dead of Winter Film Festival.
Governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow governments, strange
buried
rituals.
Treasure.
Planetary mind control. Military cover-up.
Shadow government. Strange rituals. New world order. Very traitors. Planetary mind control. Military cover-up. Corporate interests.
Presidential assassination.
Unidentified flying objects. Presidential assassination.
Pyramids.
Population.
Pyramids.
Pyramids.
Fascists.
Apocalypse.
Out there.
It's a strange world. Visit outthereradio.net.
Don't be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night. Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Phantom Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun! We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from LA Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kid show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.laghosts.com. That's www.laghosts.com. You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Ani.
Doug, you went on an investigative thing.
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
I went and I found out the hat. Mike Donaldson is his name. He was traveling from Cullman, Alabama,
yeah,
to Dalton, Georgia, in a red 2002 two-door Ford F-150 pickup, and he never showed up in Dalton, Georgia for the orientation, and he never checked into his hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The folks at SCARE, S-C-A-R-E, mm-hmm, they want folks to be on the lookout for him. He's 5'10" or 11-ish, and mm-hmm, he is about 220 pounds,
mm-hmm,
reddish-brown hair, full beard and mustache.
Okay.
He is known to wear a baseball cap, so he's probably wearing a baseball cap.
There's a site for this, too, right?
And, well, I can only give you SCARE's site.
Okay.
Because that's what was linked up.
All right.
And it's, of course, myspace.com/anomalous07. That's A-N-O-M-A-L-O-U-S. 07,
mm-hmm,
and they've got it's in their the announcement and things like that. What's looked for is in the blog entry.
Okay, all right.
So everybody, watch out for Mike Donaldson. Walk up to everybody in Alabama, from Alabama to Georgia, and ask them if they're Mike Donaldson. And
yeah,
if
please,
they are, have him go on the SCARE website.
This is a paranormal. I call it paranormal Amber Alert we're doing here. So
okay, there we go.
That's,
I like it.
No, and that's, it's important. And
I'm glad.
Thanks for grabbing that up on the break, Doug, because I think that was really important. And our irresponsibility. we should be a little more responsible.
We should have written it down.
Written down.
I mean, I had it in my head, but I'm not, you know, around there. So unless he makes it up to Detroit, it's probably not me who's going to be calling SCARE and saying, hey, I found him.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm watching.
We'll mention that a couple times tonight.
Okay.
We'll throw that out a couple times tonight for all the listeners and stuff like that. Speaking of people that we know are in somewhere, we have them on the phone.
Yes, we do have somebody on the phone.
We have them on the phone. I think it's Troy. Troy, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, yes, yes. This is a busy week for all of us together, I guess, because we were talking about this. Tuesday night we were on Psychic Connection radio.
With Heather.
Really cool. We had a great time with her, and you know, you're here with us right now. We're talking about stuff, and I guess that you're going to be on the Ghostman Demon Hunter show later. From what
I'm later on this evening. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Do you know that Doug's going
to
be?
I get the exact same thing.
Yeah. This is amazing because I'm co-hosting.
I'm co-hosting.
Well, that'll be interesting. Yeah.
I'm filling in for Ghost Man on Ghost Man and Demon Hunter.
Yes, so. I know. He is seen flogging Molly tonight.
Indeed,
so.
He is.
Yeah, I saw him on Wednesday, so he and I have already chatted this week. So.
Well,
I was telling him like where to stand and where not to be, so he doesn't hurt anyone as I often did the other night. So yeah.
Well, the key word is hurt anyone because Sean's a big kid.
Yeah, well, it didn't matter when you get, like, a bunch of drunk kids. I decided all-ages shows are... That was my last all-ages show, I've decided, so...
I said that 10 years ago. I can't
do
it no more.
I keep hitting 17-year-olds, and there's probably a law against that, I think. So, it was a very violent concert, and it shouldn't be. I mean, you got guys with accordions, mandolins, and tin whistles, and yet, you know... I guess it's all we Irish people.
Well,
get a little hostile.
It's the fast drum beat, Troy. That's where it is.
What's that?
It's the fast drum beat.
Oh, yeah, it must be. That must be what it is.
And I know I always try and start a mosh pit no matter where I go. You should have seen the last Tone and Niche concert.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Full-on acoustic insanity there.
Yes, it was. Acoustic insanity.
You were at the supermarket the other night, from what I understand, and you just grabbed some old lady and started beating her senseless right in the bra.
Well, you know, she
That's
had
how Doug rolls.
She had her iPod on, and I just knew
she just wouldn't move out of the way of the Wonder Bread.
She was listening to gangsta rap.
She was listening to gangsta rap, so there you go.
Because grannies tend to do that.
Doug does not mess around, man. I don't know how the hell we get to that.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But one thing,
flogging Molly to beating up old ladies at the grocery store.
One
that's a radio first right there.
I think it
is. I think so.
I think we just that's
well, speaking
our
end. Speaking of first.
Look, speaking of first,
whoa,
that
was awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's a first for Ghostly Talk.
But I have to turn it over. That's a first for Ghostly Talk.
Because usually it's like, yeah, so anyway, speaking of farm animals, Doug, how was your dinner last night?
Yeah,
it's pretty much. The beauty of that is every time we do a decent segue, we always screw it up by announcing.
That was an awesome segue, yes.
But speaking of first, we were, you know, listen, this is the Dead of Winter Film Festival, Troy.
Yes.
We are, you know for a fact, all of us here, we're super stoked to be a part of this thing. And we're going to be down there full speed ahead with you that weekend, which is, well, the Saturday, March 1st is going to be the actual festival the whole day. Basically, let's just get into what we're going to be seeing. We've talked about it on the show before. We would like to hear from you also, Troy.
Well,
what's going to happen?
Yeah. You know, the film festival, the idea, we've been doing these wintertime events for a long, long time because winter is a dry time for ghost events. I mean, there just isn't a lot going on usually in the wintertime, especially for us here in the Midwest. I mean, it's just too cold, it seems like, and people don't want to get out and do stuff. So, about 9 years ago, I came up with the idea of doing like a dead of winter event. And we've done a lot of different things over the years, but I guess it was toward the end of the summer, my friend Luke Nalaborski and I thought, why wouldn't it be a cool idea to do a film festival, but, you know, not horror films or ghost films or anything, but real independent paranormal films. Because a lot of these, you know, there's a lot of independent films out there, you know, that people have made, you know, about their investigations or about events or just anything, you know, to do with the paranormal that's been going on over the years. But there's not a lot of audience for them because it's hard to get people together to watch something. So normally you end up, you watch it online or, you buy a DVD from somebody at a conference or something.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be cool if we could get, you know, like some of the cream of the crop of paranormal films, get them together in one place, bring people in to watch these things and spend, you know, the whole day, you know, getting to watch these films, getting to meet the people who made them, hang out with them, ask them questions, get a copy of the film if you really liked it. Don't get one if you didn't. and really just spend the whole day doing this. And I thought, you know, why not do it during the winter time? It's a perfect time to get inside into we do it at the Lincoln Theater, the Haunted Theater. And I kept thinking, you know, why has no one ever done this before? I still don't know why nobody has, but we got excited about it, and we've made it happen. So on March the 1st, we really hope people will come in and support independent films and come in, see these movies. I mean, it's like stupidly priced. It's $10.
I know.
For 9 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. I mean, come on.
You know, we've been saying that.
Thinking. That's not even $1 an hour, man.
We've been saying that, Troy. We're like, my God, because we saw the price, we're like, wow.
That's one of the things that I keyed on when, because I created a little like MySpace blurb or Satan Space blurb kind of thing for it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like $10 for 6 movies and more,
yeah.
Because there's more than that. Like, you get to talk to the people. But I put that right in the headline. I was shocked, absolutely shocked, to go to an event for $10.
Yeah, well, it was just, you know, I really just wanted to get people in to, you know, really the idea was, I'm going to pay for the rental of the theater. That's about it. That's all we're trying to shoot for on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to get people in the seats to see these movies and to, you know, really support the people who are making them. You know, you and I, the three of us have talked about this already, you know, as far as, you know, getting out and supporting independent stuff, whether it be independent publishers, independent, you know, films, independent music, anything that we can do for the little guy, anything that's not backed up by big money,
yeah.
You know, is something that all of us are really behind supporting.
Completely.
And, you know, there's some cool people who are bringing some really cool movies to this thing. And I just want to get people in the seats to be there and hang out and support these people. That was the idea behind the event.
And that's where, when we initially heard about this, you mentioned this to us, and this was a while back. Doug and I have been preaching this for the last 3 years on this show, ever since we moved into independent music. Like, we're going to go all independent, everything, all over the show as far as any of the production work.
And that was several years ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago now. Yeah,
that was a long time, yeah.
And, you know, all the music, everything is done independently by independent artists, and we've been really pushing at people going, look, go out and support these people who are doing this on their own dime and their own time, because that's what really it's all about. We all know that.
Yeah,
And an event like with Ghostly Talk, it's more of a presentation. Like, here's some stuff that folks did,
mm-hmm.
and you can listen to it and enjoy it, or you can fast forward. You can go to the website. You can link it. You know,
yeah,
get their website, download whatever from their MySpace, or join them up. You know, whatever you want to do, we just present it.
Yeah.
With the kind of event that you're putting on, Troy, for the Dead of Winter Film Festival. You get to actually go there and then interact. You can talk to the people. You can tell them, hey, you know, that was worth it. I enjoyed that. Or, oh, my gosh, what were you thinking? You know? Which
exactly.
is pretty much what I expect.
Well, there is
kind of often.
There is going to be some Q&A sessions, too, from what I understand, Troy.
After every movie, we've got a time set up for the filmmakers to actually get up and talk about what they did and for people to ask questions. You know, I wanted them to give a chance to get up and say, well, you know, here's why we did this, you know, here's what we were thinking, you know, and then if you've got a question as to, you know, what happened here, whatever, you know, I wanted to give them a chance to be able to interact with everybody. And, of course, they'll all have tables, you know, in the lobby of the theater as well, so they'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to go up and talk to the people and spend some time with them and, you know, get a copy of their movie if you want one, you know, whatever. But we just wanted to make sure that this was a very interactive event. And I just don't see how it can go wrong. I mean, I couldn't think of a better way to spend a Saturday afternoon in the dismal weather we've been having this year. You know, what better place to do it in a haunted theater with, you know, a like-minded crowd of people watching some pretty cool movies.
How is the weather down there, by the way, Troy?
It's just cold. And thankfully, last week when it was, you know, 60, 75 degrees, all of the snow we had melted. But now it's, you know, went from 60 degrees to 12. So, yeah. So it's probably a little colder where you guys are, but at least we don't have any snow. So.
It was 3 degrees on Doug's optimistic thermometer.
Is this feeling like deja vu to you at all, Troy?
I know. Bonnie and I were just talking about this, and I was like, okay, please don't try to sell me on global warming. Okay? I'm being correct these days. So, because I'm having a hard time, and you know, I'm having a hard time believing icebergs are melting, because they would not be melting here.
No,
not here either.
They'd be flourishing here.
Yes, icebergs are happy right now.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's a problem with them melting where they're at. They should move them here.
Yeah, there you go.
Problem solved. No flooding. Everybody'll be happy. No problem. Yeah, put them in the Great Lakes. We'll be good to go.
They'll be all set.
Yeah, I know. And we've talked about this. Some of the films, obviously, I'm going to have to mention the one we were in.
Which
one?
Well, what one were we in, Scott?
I saved that for last because I was afraid that if I showed it first, that people would think that all of the, you know, all the films were supposed to be funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I saved it for last because absolutely hilarious. I mean, this movie is frigging hilarious, and I wanted people to have something to go out with a bang. I really did. I mean, I saved it. I hate to say I saved the best for last, but that doesn't sound good. It sounds like I'm detracting from any of the others. But I saved it for last because it's just so funny. And if you have not seen American Ghost Watchers yet, you have to see this movie. seriously. Because Scott is playing himself.
I love it.
I'm just kidding.
I love you, Troy.
Well, I'll leave you out of it, Bonnie.
What? Do you really? No, wait. Now, hang
why
on.
Why are you going to leave me
Bonnie
out of
this
it?
Movie.
I have to say,
I did play myself.
Yeah.
But radio, no, Troy.
I have a slightly more... disgruntled version of yourself.
Yeah, you did exaggerate a little bit with that.
Yeah,
I'm a radio star. You know, I mean, that's a little exaggerated. I hope you don't think that way for real.
Oh, are you kidding me, dude?
We love you, Scott L.
You know, man, now I'm walking with a hunch right now. I can't even move right. What are you talking about? I'm a radio star.
Yeah, I am a disgruntled radio star.
No, that was a lot of. We talked about this, on and off the air, Troy, and it was a ball to do that thing. And when we found out going to be part of this festival, we were just totally blown away. We're totally honored by that.
I think the placement is actually pretty cool because you've got some really, really good stuff. I know Heather has a movie in it.
Yeah, Heather.
She has two movies, one movie and a short. Yeah.
And those are somewhat in the middle, I think, of the day. And those are serious and of course even the other side.
Yeah, that's Annie and Tanya. That's Experience.
Yeah.
So all these you know, serious and interesting and you know, moving and all the emotion and art and interest that the people who put them together poured into these things. And then at the very end, we've got the obviously fun and satirical one that lets people, you know, walk away with a chuckle and it was pretty worthwhile day. And I think that'll, you know, launch into the parties that will inevitably follow in the evening.
Yeah.
I haven't talked about that part yet. We'll have to get that planned, I guess.
Yeah, that's not actually ever really written down because we don't want any proof of it.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's kind of like, you know, the elephant that's sitting in the living room. It's pretty obvious. You know what's going on with that. That's just what's going to happen. How it happens, we just let...
I don't know how it happens. It just sort of happens.
Blame me.
What,
yeah,
just blame me.
It would be Bonnie's fault. Yeah.
Okay. What are a couple of the other films that are going to be featured that day?
Well, one of the ones I'm most excited about and one I had to make sure that we got here for the festival was Haunting Villisca.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you guys are familiar with the Villisca Axe Murder House.
Oh, yeah.
This is a historical film. This is not necessarily a documentary. It is an independent historical film about the Villisca Axe Murders in 1912 and the haunting that has sort of surrounded it. And it's accompanied by an actual documentary, which is sort of a making of Haunting Villisca that really deals with the paranormal events that were experienced by the film crew and by the producers when they were putting this film together. I had first heard about this movie from the owners of the Axe Murder House. Last year they were telling me about the filming of it, and because as you can imagine, they've it's a nice older couple and they've really been besieged by paranormal people of many bad and quite a few really good people too who have come along. And one of the things that they had been the most excited about being involved with last year was Haunting Villisca. And so I got in touch with the filmmakers on this and said, listen, we're trying to put together this film festival. I want to know if you guys were interested in doing it. And really, they were in the middle of an Iowa film festival, like a statewide film festival, all kinds of stuff. They put aside what they were doing to really help us put something together to get them here. So we're really excited about them coming. They're sort of our headliner, really. And but Haunting Villisca and A Ghost of a Chance is what the making of film is going to be, and that's going to be a big part of the show. And you guys mentioned The Other Side, which is Andy and Tanya Kaiser's other film besides American Ghost Watchers, which is, again, a serious documentary about the paranormal field. And that, I think, is going to be, for anybody who hasn't seen it, and I've been lucky enough to see it, and those who haven't seen it, I think, are going to be really impressed with it. It's very, very, very well done.
Well,
and then, of course, Heather's two films, Dead House and then her short Nurse Nancy, which sounded like porn, but she assures me it's not. So,
good.
That'll be very cool, too. And the Spirits of Rockcliffe Mansion, of course, which is an old haunted mansion in Hannibal, Missouri. Paul has done a very cool documentary about that, too. So, I mean, this is going to be some very neat stuff. It really is.
Yeah, and it's funny. Well, you mentioned The Other Side, and I thought about that now because, you know, they did The Other Side, Andy and Tanya did The Other Side, and then they obviously did American Ghost Watchers. And you said, you know, it's a very serious documentary, but of course they involved us with it in that briefly. And of course, if you've seen the end of the film, the hilarity that ensues when
we're mostly in the outtakes.
Yeah, we made the outtakes.
I don't know why, but
well, they did a great job. They got everybody involved with that thing. They spent a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
That. And that's how we initially met them, was in Gettysburg. The first time we met you also, Troy, was in Gettysburg at the 2000s.
Was it really? I couldn't remember. I was trying to think of that the other day when that was.
July of 2006.
Was it really? I could have thought it was. I sure thought it was before that.
No, nope, it was July of 2006. Wow. I remember Andy, you know, Andy came up to our table. And he's like, hey, we're doing a documentary. Can we talk to you guys? And I'm like, sure. Okay, whatever you want to do. And they were, you know, we were really nice people, and, you know, and they invited us out to do this. Actually, they came to us with American Ghost Watchers and said, you know, we got this character, you know, really mean, kind of angry dude, and we thought you'd be great for that, Scott. So you game? Yeah, sure. Can you get some other people? We need like a really cranky woman too. I'm like, oh, I got the woman for you.
I know you don't want to say exactly how it was described, but it wasn't a cranky woman.
No,
it was a cold-hearted witch. But not with. And as soon as, this is how he tells me, Troy. He calls me, he's like, hey, they got a part for you in the movie. They want her to be played like a real cold-hearted witch. And I said, oh, Bonnie's perfect for that.
Yeah.
That's not at all offensive.
Match made in heaven. There you go. But no, that's how it all came together. It was just really kind of just quick and, you know, simple. And, you know, they're really good friends of ours now. So,
and that's one of the reasons, having been interviewed for The Other Side and then having, you know, had a small but interesting part in American Ghost Watchers. So I've worked on these two things.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to the other producers as well, the other filmmakers, and see what their process is. And I can't believe that other folks wouldn't want to do the same thing.
And that's going to be a big part of the festival. I think a lot of us are going to get together and talk shop and stuff like that on this stuff.
Right. I hope so. And I hope that people go and want to see these and want to ask questions and talk amongst themselves, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think that already, I mean, I've noticed that a lot of the people who are involved in the show and who do, you know, radio shows and that kind of thing are already getting together in, you know, in ways they never would have before. I mean, I don't know if you guys, before we did the Psychic Connection the other night, I don't think you guys knew Heather, did you?
We knew Heather. Heather has actually been on our show a couple of times.
Oh, good. Yes, okay, good. Yeah. Because I know she was booking some of the other filmmakers for the show, and a lot of them, you know, I gave her the contact information because they were not people she was familiar with, and now I think that everybody is sort of creating a little circle of, you know, independent filmmakers, and if nothing else, I mean, that has been something good that's come out of this.
Oh, completely.
So I that's exciting.
Well, I was actually... Whoa, excuse me. My goodness. That was
you were trying to talk too fast.
My throat wouldn't keep up with my mouth, I guess, or whatever.
Ever since last night, yes. Okay, that's
wow,
really
what the
bad.
Hell was that?
I was
nothing
speaking.
But love.
We were
here
at the bar. We were out at a bar.
What I was going to say.
That came out all wrong.
It did, totally. That's all right. I can
but
hear
I love it.
We need to chop that out really
jump.
Bad.
What I was actually thinking about today, Troy, concerning this, too, I was thinking about the festival and stuff like that. And, you know, there's all these genres. I mean, there is the paranormal talk radio thing now. There is, you know, there's the group thing now. There's all these, like, kind of genres of things that are being created, right?
Right.
You know, and I thought, you know, there there have been a couple of films done, these independent paranormal films. But now, you know, as you're grouping these things together, I really think that this is going to, I hope that this actually gets a lot of other people interested in doing this sort of stuff, too. As far as, you know, I'd like to see people doing more documentary-type things on areas that they're investigating and things like that, documenting some things that they've had happen to them, and putting them into a presentation-type format, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I really like to see, like, you know, this could be another genre kind of being launched within the paranormal community. Hopefully it stays cool. Doesn't get too out of control.
Right, sure.
But that's kind of what I was thinking about this thing today, was just that. That this is something with all these films that are, you know, that you put together with this festival, this is really kind of just putting these people on display, saying, hey, there is something going on here. These people are doing this stuff now.
And these people are out there creating and doing something, and they're not watching, you know, like the reality TV out there with the, who can sell the
best? We all joked about that, you know, how everybody's making a pilot, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm trying to get away from that, and we're trying to, you know, I picked this stuff. I didn't just go, hey, anybody who's got one, we'll put you in it. I mean, I said, listen, I need to see what you got, and we're going to, you know, and put it together for this festival. And,
yeah.
You know, I got some, you know, some stuff that you kindly say, maybe next year, you know, kind of stuff. And then, you know, when I picked what I felt like was some really good stuff for this thing, so... You know, hopefully, I hope you're right. I mean, I hope it does encourage more people to get out and do this stuff.
Completely.
Folks who are interested, everybody, I know this website's probably already in your bookmarks, but you've got to type in www.prairieghosts.com/winter.html. It takes you directly to the Winter Film Dead of Winter Film Festival page. PrairieGhosts.com/winter.html. That is.
It's also linked on our website.
It's already linked up
on the home. It's on the home page. There's a logo on the right side of the screen. There.
Right at ghosttalk.com. So everybody, definitely join us in Decatur, Illinois, on March 1st for the Dead of Winter Film Festival. And I just know it's going to be very interesting and a lot of fun.
Troy, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Don't leave us just yet. Stay on the line, okay?
Okay, man.
Again, it's awesome. We always love having Troy.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And talking about such cool stuff like this, I am so jazzed to get back on the road.
And it's only 3 weeks away.
I know.
So I'm really, really excited.
But that's the start of our tour schedule.
It is.
I mean,
that's
we're
the beginning.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's not going to be like as ridiculous as last year was, but this year it's still going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Oh, definitely.
That's going to kind of launch it out.
Let's hear some more of that, the bumpers,
the new stuff
that you had
done.
The
new stuff we've been doing for the show here.
See how our facelift is going.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.